I'm told that I spoke German for 2 years before I ever learned a word of English. I recognized clear through my public school education that for whatever reason, I was only to speak German to certain people, like good friends or my relatives, and only those relatives you trusted. And that's just sort of an impression. And consequently, I didn't maintain the facility of carrying on a good conversation in German. And I never did understand, and it took me years, and I'm still trying to learn, but in more recent years, I was exploring why didn't I learn to maintain my facility with the language, the German language. And so what you were asking bears on that point, and that is that most of it begins with the notion of the extreme anti-German sentiment, particularly in World War I. There was some of that certainly in World War II, but it was much worse in World War I. And the incident that I shared with you when we talked earlier dealt with the fact that there was indeed a law, and I don't recall if it was an actual law that was legislated, but had the force of law, at any rate, that there will be no German speaking in public. And then when you think about that, the practical applications were meant you could not speak German on the telephone because there were public telephone lines, party lines. And most significant, of course, you couldn't give speeches in German. And because most of the churches at that time were German congregations, you could not hold service in German in the churches of Eureka. The ultimate unbelievable incident is the fact that not only was this forbidden, federal agency or people that functioned with the force of federal law came in and padlocked the churches of Eureka.
Wow.
And so sometimes we forget that what we think of as our freedoms from time to time get trampled upon rather severely.